Welcome to the new world of agenda-driven research. Let's go back just a moment, if we can, to the statement earlier about if you have a vocation, then similarly, you have a code of ethics. For example, I have a code of ethics in my vocation here. I forbid myself from using certain words, four-letter words. I forbid myself from lying. I forbid myself from, when I see it, from announcing an error, knowing it's an error, but hey, it's popular and may win me a few converts. Not gonna do it. And I'm not telling you anything that many of you don't already do. Does it sound to you like Dr. Olson and the breast lopper offers, doctors, the surgeons that are doing this, does it sound to you like they have a code of ethics? Or does it sound to you, as it sounds to me, like they don't have a code of ethics? Or if they had a code, then they have seriously perverted it. While let me use a proper word. They've mutilated it, just like they mutilate those little girls' bodies. Why do I bring that up, and why does that matter? Well, if you're pursuing the vocation of medicine, think Marcus Welby, MD, if you need a TV reference here, or Doc Hollywood, Michael J. Fox. There's a more modern one. I can't think of a modern one, of a current doctor that's portrayed on television that is a vocational doctor that, you know, may trade the medicine for, oh, you'll give me a chicken? Go to my friends at, for example, Credo Farms. Wait, if I come and give this particular treatment to one of your five kids, you guys will trade me a couple dozen eggs and a chicken? I'm in. That's not happening anymore. Doctors live in big, beautiful houses, Mike, and they drive nicer cars. And that's why people want to become doctors. Well, they want to become doctors for the wrong reasons, is the point.